The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly.
Well, what do Lady Gaga and Ed Sheeran have in common? Apparently they're very proud of their frugality. So too is Tyra Banks. She's so thrifty, her accountant told her to spend some damn money. She's worth $90 million. With Christmas over and many of us literally going down the back of the sofa to look for euros, consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire joins us with some tips for saving money. Siobhan, should we be going down the back of the sofa and anywhere else we might find a few euros?
Absolutely,
Richard.
Is it
worth it?
It really is. The back of the sofa, the jars in the kitchen full of the coins, check the floor of the car, check your handbags, pockets, any foreign money you have. You will be completely bowled over by the amount of small change around the house that adds up. You're looking at a couple of hundred euro.
And
at least.
A couple hundred euros. At this time of year, that can count a hell of a lot.
Absolutely.
But looking forward towards the year, in a way, I suppose, when it comes to saving money, we tend to forget or not think about what we think are the little things that we buy regularly.
We're sitting there and we're wondering, do you know what? Why don't I have more money? Where is my money going? And so the thing you have to do is look at your lifestyle. We've become so accustomed to spending. We have, ease of access with our bank cards now where we have contactless. And you walk into a shop and it's tap, purchase done, tap, another shop, another purchase, under 30 euro. And that's all adding up. So what you need to do is figure out where your money is going. Take the very simple cup of coffee that we all love in the morning. You're on your way to work, you're buying your cup of coffee. The average price of a cup of coffee is €3.50. Now, that might sound very expensive, but we're looking at the kind of higher end of the coffee that's kind of taking in the lattes, at the Americanos, the cappuccinos, whatever you're having yourself. You look at that, you buy five cups of that every week, you're spending €17.50. Now that's just under €70 a month. Annually, that's a total of €910.
€910 for your...
And that's just for one cup a day. Most of us now remember buying two or three cups even.
Or the sticky bun.
Exactly. And factor in the new coffee cup levy of up to, we reckon it's going to be up to about 25 cents on every cup. You can add on another €65.
What do you do?
That.
Make your own coffee or just
you
buy?
You make your own coffee. Yeah, absolutely. So look at these, there's such a great move from plastic and encouraging people to use the reusable cups. Have your reusable cup. Get your big bag of coffee for a fiver. Make your cup of coffee at home. Head into work, with it in your reusable cup. You are making an instant saving of around €60 a year and 80% less on average the annual spend if you went and bought your coffee in a coffee shop.
Sticking with food, what about ordering in the takeaway?
A lot of people, yes,
we fall into that trap.
We do. And this kind of ties in neatly with something about apps I'll talk about a little bit later. But yeah, so say the family takeaway and you're doing it once a week, perhaps you're looking at around €50 to feed the family. Again, a loose average. You add that up and you're basically looking at spending around €2,600 a year on takeaways. There was a very good story recently in the tabloids of a lady in Northern Ireland, and she has written a blog based on her experience. She realised she was €18,000 in debt. So she figured out that if she stopped spending on takeaways and learned how to batch cook, basically make her meals into, cover her meals for a week, and that they would work out at a cost of €2, she managed to pay off her debt in a year.
18,000 euros. Takeaways, we're doing well out of her. You mentioned about apps, and again, it's this ease of access, ways of spending money so easily, and apps can suck people in.
This is my personal downfall. I will sit in front of the TV on a Friday night and flick through the fashion apps. And then before you know it, you've seen something for a tenner that you probably don't need, but you think, you know what, free delivery. Sure, if I don't like it, I'll send it back at no extra cost. And then suddenly that tenner adds up to another tenner the next month. And you look at how much you've spent over the year, and that's 500. Again, that's an underestimate.
Siobhan, you're shopping while you're watching TV, are you?
Shopping while I'm watching TV, because it's just far too easy. We have this now, ease of access with our smartphones, where you have apps for absolutely everything. You can, you know, you can buy the next book you're going to read while you're sitting watching Fair City or whatever you're doing on an evening. You know, you can buy the clothes, as I mentioned, or you know, you can book a restaurant, or you can have your takeaway just by clicking. It's all far too convenient and far too easy. So delete the apps. This should be the first thing.
Get
you
rid
do.
Of the apps.
Get rid of all the apps. You don't have that convenience there.
Now, fashion, I suppose, is one area that, you know, you can end up buying stuff while watching the TV. What about the clothes that you have and making the most? Take a look at the wardrobe and see what you can do there.
So there's a really nice movement that's starting called slow fashion. It's you know, to try and combat the fast fashion. And the idea of this is that you don't buy anything that you're not going to wear 30 times. And then so you're getting value for money. There's a brilliant life hack that's doing the rounds at the moment that's encouraging people to take a look at their wardrobe, have all the hangers facing the wrong way around to how you would usually hang them. If after 6 months, when you wear something, when you use something, you then turn that hanger back around the normal way, hang it back up. If after 6 months you have hangers still facing the wrong way out, that means you're not wearing that garment. It means sell it or else bring it to the charity shop.
Now, what about food and shopping, supermarkets, the grocery shop? Are there ways of saving money there?
Absolutely. Now, I'm a big fan of this. So shops will do a reduction on foods, fresh foods, produce that are just going past their use-by dates. They the fruit and veg tends to be reduced early in the morning in supermarkets, and then other products will be reduced at about 5:30 in the evening. And there's special shelves in all supermarkets now that accommodate this. You can get a meal that you would spend, say you're looking at a ready meal that costs maybe €5. When it's reduced, you're paying just a third of that price for perfectly good food. Again, for the veg, it might just look a little bit withered. It's absolutely fine.
I heard an American guy interviewed on the radio who's an advocate of making the most out of minimising food waste. And he travelled across America only eating things that were out of date or that he found had been thrown out. And he vowed that on the whole trip, he never once got sick or unwell.
And he lived to tell the tale.
But he didn't sound very happy to me. The other one, of course, gym subscriptions. Have a look at where all these things are going.
Absolutely. I mean, gyms, you know, we know they're expensive in this time of the year. You know, we're all kind of, you know, feeling our clothes might be a little bit tight after our indulgence over the festive period. You don't have to be forking out the 1,200 per annum in a gym. And again, that is a moderate calculation of what you would spend. Get on YouTube, have a look at the free exercise tutorials and go at one of them. It won't cost you a cent.
Are there little tricks around the house that can save small amounts, things that you can do?
Well, absolutely. And this is...
It might seem a bit tight.
Yeah, well, you could say that. But in the long term, you know, all this saving is going to get you your holiday or pay for your car insurance later in the year. Yeah, so if you are having that one takeaway out, say, for example, and there are condiments there to be had, the ketchup and the mustard and the mayo. And, you know, there's no problem about you taking a few extra. Take them. And that way you're saving a little bit of money in the home. There's another life hack in relation to toilet rolls, that if you squeeze them into an oval shape, you actually use less. So you're making that go that little bit further as well.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that. But Siobhan Maguire, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, the job ad that caused ructions, binning technology for a healthier mind, and trends to bank for 2020.